Hey, it's Tony Bruschi along with Jenny and Carol Hughes inviting you to come check out our brand new podcast, Office Horror Stories.
You don't get a fart in my presence and just leave it.
When I pick up a cup, I try to take a sip. It's Greg's chew. Like, spit take right
That's
into
so
the screen.
Gross.
I know. You can't unhear that.
It's a show jam-packed with stories of crazy bosses, insane coworkers, and workplaces from hell.
I'm seriously getting in trouble right now for being a hard worker.
Pick your ear, nose, rub your eye that clearly probably is pink eye. Over here, let me handle those apples for you.
So not only is it gross that you're getting bacteria onto the money, but you're getting bacteria up into... something else.
And the best part, you're invited to share your workplace nightmare or office horror story as well. Just search Office Horror Stories wherever you download podcasts, click subscribe, and start binging away now.
You know, I'm single, and then I listen to stories like that, and I'm like, that person found someone.
What? You've been carrying on a not-so-discreet affair with one of the day shift supervisors and had skipped town with her and literally thousands of dollars of client money that had been earmarked for employee incentives.
I wish I had a kid. Because if I had a kid, I could call in sick a lot, I could leave early a lot, and not saying that they were making it up. But yes, I have worked with people who made that shift.
Our brand new podcast, Office Horror Stories. New episodes weekly, available wherever you download podcasts. Who hasn't had an office horror story or a workplace nightmare? Something where wherever it is that you go to work, you have to tell the coworkers, you're telling your friends, oh my God, you can't make this bleep up. It happens. If you've been in any sort of employment for any period of time, I'm sure you got one of them. And now we got a podcast where you can share those very stories completely anonymously as well, just to let it all out and then commiserate and hear everyone else's crazy ass office horror stories as well. Coincidentally, it's called Office Horror Stories. And I'm here right now to tell you that it exists, it is live, and it's ready for you to download right now. Yes. It's live on Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Stitcher, and pretty much wherever you download podcasts. It's populating everywhere as you hear this. So wherever you download podcasts, just search Office Horror Stories, and you're likely to find it. Go ahead, please, if you would, check it out. Press subscribe on it and start binging away. First five episodes are live as of right now. It's hosted by me, Jenny, and Carol, and it is hilarious. Yeah, I mean, it's hilarious, scary, and sad all at the same time because of the stuff that you hear that goes on in workplaces. If you want to get a good laugh, if you want to go, oh my God, I'm not alone with the craziness that I've experienced in a workplace, then you don't want to miss it. Office Horror Stories. Download it wherever you download podcasts right now. Here's a little 10-minute preview for you of our brand new podcast, Office Horror Stories. Anyone who's ever worked in the public eye likely has a crazy fan story. It goes to reporters, entertainers, public figures of any kind. If you've worked there, you know about those people that want to get just a little bit too close for comfort. But what do you do?
Welcome to the world of crazy workplaces. Office Horror Stories.
Have a crazy workplace story to share? Call in toll free.
1-833-HATE-JOB.
1-833-HATE-JOB.
Or write in at officehorrorstories.com. This is Office Horror Stories.
That it is. 833-HATE-JOB is our phone number. I'm glad Todd said that there in the intro because I was like, oh, what's the phone number? I forgot the phone number.
It's an easy one.
833-HATE-JOB. I said, remember the 833 part because it's a toll-free number if you're playing along at home. I remember when like 800 was it.
Yeah.
Like 1-800. And then it was a big deal when 888 came out. It was like, oh, wow, that's toll-free too. Now there's like 30 different combinations of like toll-free numbers because they've run out of toll-free numbers. Remember 900 numbers?
No.
1-900, those were like, there was like sex lines, typically.
Oh, well, that's why I don't remember them.
Well, of course you would. I mean, they were on late at night, and everyone called them for fun.
I'm kidding. Yeah, I guess I missed the TV where that was on.
It was like after like the late local news, if they would typically be like infomercials and stuff, be like, call 1-900-LEXI, whatever it was.
I don't remember any of that.
Yeah, it was like a big deal. This is like, this is pre-internet.
Mm-hmm.
This is pre, you know, people can just click and, you know, there you go. It was, you'd call these phone numbers. I remember like trying to prank call them.
Uh-huh.
And I think I remember doing that like in junior high, because some of them would have things where it would be like you get the first 3 minutes free or something like that. And I would just call as like the strangest people on earth. And yes, I'm sure many of them involved animals.
Jeez.
But I just remember doing really weird voices and just saying the crazy stuff, seeing if I could get the people to hang up on me. Mm-hmm. Because once the 3 minutes was up, then it was, you know, put your credit card in for whatever. And being a 14-year-old boy, I didn't have a credit card. But I just remember just wasting people's time. That's what I did. That's an office horror story right there. 833-HATE-JOB. 833-HATE-JOB is our phone number if you want to share your office horror story with us. And when we say office horror story, it's about the living, it's about bad bosses, it's about crazy coworkers, it's about that sort of horror story, the stuff you go, you can't make this shit up. Our first letter today, it says, hi, so my story is from about a year ago. I work as a nurse at a children's clinic. I had a family come in for their well checks, and one of the requirements is that they must get a finger stick at certain ages. I had this preteen boy come in and completely lose it when he found out he had to get his finger stuck. In addition to this, he also had to get his immunizations. We had to have two nurses and his mom help hold him down while he got his finger stick. While we were doing this, he kept screaming, you can't do this to me. I'm an American citizen. After this whole ordeal, he still had to get his shots once the doctor was done with him. Before the doctor went into his room, he decided he wanted to go to the bathroom. After 10 minutes, we decided to go look for him in the bathroom, and the boy was nowhere to be found. We searched the whole clinic for about 20 minutes, including the parking lot. All the nurses were pitching in, trying to help locate the boy. One nurse found the little boy who was coming out of the bathroom, and since he was fitting in the description of her patient, she brought him to us, thinking that she had found him. The look on that boy's face was priceless. He was absolutely mortified. After a while, the patient appeared. He had been hiding in the family vehicle, or so he claimed. We decided to hold off on shots and have him come back later after what had just happened. Afterwards, we were all laughing about the incident with the mistaken identity. We even made up a nickname for the nurse who very innocently made the mistake of bringing the wrong child back to us.
Gosh. And that's the worst when you're at a clinic and you're told you have to get shots when you're little.
Uh-huh.
So you bring some other random kid in that probably doesn't need shots, and you tell him he's going to need his shots.
Oh, God. We got a stray here.
Oh, gosh.
Just bring him in. Oh, God. Then the... God, it just makes you wonder, like, what would you do if you were the parent and, like, you're just waiting for your kid to come out of the bathroom and you come, they're gone.
Well,
and it turns out a nurse that took him to the other.
And, you know, they're that age, you know.
Sure.
Preteen boy, there's no real easy holding them in your lap anymore while they get it shot.
No, especially when they're shouting they're an American citizen.
Yeah.
God, what sort of shots do you get? I'm trying to remember, but I remember getting like the, what was the one where it was like four pricks into your arm?
The MMR?
Yeah.
Measles, mumps, rubella.
And people always claim that that gives you like a permanent scar. Did you have a permanent scar from that?
I didn't have a permanent scar, but I thought that one was the most painful.
Okay.
But it could be the person giving the shot as well. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. But as far as shots go, that's the one that I remember the most.
It's like a big... Why do they have to give it that? Of all the ways that you give it, why is it like... I mean, it looks like some sort of archaic thing where it's like four... It's like what I remember of it was like four needles, like mm-hmm. all together. And then it all, you know, it kind of goes in and out and it's done. But it's like simultaneous. Like, does it all like... Is it like... what's that adhesive that we have to like mix the two together? Like epoxy.
Like it has to work together.
It's like an epoxy they're putting in your arm.
No, I know eighth graders have to get some sort of shot. I don't know what it is though, but
yeah,
we have one that's going to look forward to that next year.
How did you handle shots when you were a kid?
You just suck up and do it.
You're good.
Yeah, I mean, I had the best pediatrician when I was little, even though his name was Dr. Payne, but it was spelled P-A-Y-N-E. But I never thought a thing about it until I was an adult, and I thought, oh, Dr. Payne, that sounds really bad.
Yeah, it does.
But he was awesome, and his nurse, she always would draw a bunny on my arm where I was going to get a shot, and so I would look forward to that. And
then, so it's like you're stabbing the bunny? I mean, what are we doing?
I don't know. It made it. I was distracted by her drawing a bunny on my arm, and then they gave me a shot.
Okay, so the bunny doesn't get you the shot in it.
Yeah.
Oh, it does.
No. You get the bunny drawn while you're watching the bunny be drawn on your arm.
Okay.
When you're 4, it totally works. When you're 14, it doesn't work anymore.
I misunderstood. I thought you meant like they drew a bunny and then the bunny got the shot.
No.
Like, that's kind of weird.
That's mean.
It's like, we're going to draw a little girl on your arm and she's going to get a shot and she's the one that's going to feel the pain, but you're going to feel it too.
Yeah, I'm sure they don't, you know, put ink on children's skin like that anymore, but it worked when I was a kid.
It's not a bad idea.
No.
I'm going to try that when I have to do my shots. It's just like, I'm just going
to
draw.
You can ask the nurse to draw you a bunny.
Can you draw me a bunny? Be like, you're at the wrong office, sir. It might go wrong. So 833-HATE-JOB, 833-HATE-JOB. If you want to share your office horror stories with us. Next letter says, hey guys, I live in Virginia. 30 years ago when I was 18, I interned at a newspaper. I thought at the time I might want to be a news journalist. There was a man several years older than me who was my mentor there for a very short time I interned, which was about 3 weeks. My internship ended and I was about and I went about my life for the next 30 years, still writing, but choosing not to be a news journalist. I never corresponded with anyone at the newspaper again. One day last year, I went out to my mailbox in front of my home and found the oddest letter addressed to me. When I opened it, it was from the man who had mentored me those 3 weeks all those years ago. I had forgotten his name, so it took me several minutes to realize who he was and even longer to figure out how he'd gotten my married name and my home address, which was not even in the same town as where I had interned years before. The most horrifying thing was that in the letter, he referenced my husband, my children, and said he had always had a thing for me. Keep in mind, we never had a thing or a fling ever when I interned there. It was so creepy. By far, the creepiest part was that he ended the letter by saying he never did any of the things they accused him of.
That's the worst ending to a letter ever.
At this point, I was scared. What they had accused him of. My question is, did the letter say from the correctional department of anything?
Yeah.
Because sometimes that's...
Is he writing behind bars?
After doing some research, it turns out he had been arrested and spent time in prison for soliciting minors online for terrible things. Shocking that he's now writing the person he only has memory of interacting with when she was barely a minor. He also apparently had been stalking me and a few other women from his past online. That's how he got my address. He was not supposed to be using a computer as part of his parole agreement. There you go. Soon after, he was busted when his parole officer found out he'd been using a computer for these purposes. He's back in jail now. But who knows for how long? I wish I'd never done that internship. I'm not giving my name out of fear, but I'm someone who you have read a story from on the other podcast, Real Ghost Stories Online. Just call me D. There you go.
Wow. That's so creepy.
It is.
I don't even know. I've thankfully not ever had that kind of situation.
That is super creepy and wrong, especially all those years later.
Yeah,
just like what that's like, oh god.
Mm-hmm.
Just it's lingering in his memory.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I hope you enjoyed that little preview of Office Horror Stories. Go ahead, search it wherever you download podcasts, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Stitcher, you name it. Press subscribe and you get a brand new episode every single week. First 5 episodes are already live right now for you to binge away on, and the new episodes every single week going forward. Check it out. Please support it. Keep us on the air. Press subscribe. That's all we ask right now. And just enjoy Office Horror Stories. Spread the word. Just tell your friends on social media. Maybe shave it into the side of your cat, the logo or something. No, don't do that. That would be bad. But let everybody know that it exists and enjoy Office Horror Stories. Download it wherever you download podcasts today. And thank you for the support.